Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Man, I'll tell you what, Gatos.
Yes,
I have never been so excited to be in the absolute presence
of greatness.
And I'm talking about the presence of greatness. The aura that is surrounding what is going on currently now. Looking in front of me, as you are as well, you see her in that other room. A victor and the only award-winning person on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning Becky Lynn.
How about that?
Thank you. Oh, I feel so honored. It wasn't an Oscar. I didn't get an Oscar.
It was, what was the Murrow guy's name?
Edward R. Murrow.
Was he a radio guy?
No, he was a ninja.
Okay.
He was a ninja.
No, so, he was a great radio. He was a great broadcaster.
A newsman. Legendary newsman. Yes.
Becky Lynn wins the Edward R. Murrow Award.
Murrow Award for
greatest newscast in the history of man.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, all right. What was it again?
Thank you, though. I appreciate
2020?
That. It's 2021, and our station entered a newscast, an Arizona evening newscast from last year, the day that the governor shut down the state. Remember that day?
We were all shaking
in our shoes without knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And so it won in a regional competition.
Wow.
Best newscast.
How much money do you get?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, then what?
Since 1971, this has been going on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she's spirit of excellence. Exactly.
But it's no money?
No, not unless it's you guys want to pony up some because we bring such greatness to your show.
You know what? Maybe we should do a little celebration lunch or something tomorrow. How'd that be? A little celebration lunch?
I like the way Chad thinks. Of course, I probably won't be here for it, but that's okay.
Why?
Because you eat lunch before I get here.
I almost think that every time Becky Lynn speaks, music should be played under her.
Wow.
It's like award music.
I can see me walking up if there were real
ladies
real
and
events.
Gentlemen, please welcome the Edward R. Murrow Award winning.
Is it Murrow?
Murrow.
Murrow.
Murrow. Becky Lynn. You should be absolutely stoked, Becky. You kick butt at what you do.
Thank you.
Standing ovation right
for
now.
All of
look at the guys
the
in there.
You rock.
They're not paying any attention to you, and I don't blame them. I will say this. Honestly, today was starting out to be a really cruddy day. The car wouldn't start.
Saw that.
I had taken the cat to the groomer, or rather my husband had, which meant now I was going to have to walk to the groomer
to
pick up said
cat
and have to carry said cat home in the hot temperature. So it was like, bleh. Missed my gym appointment because the car wouldn't start. So to be told that we collectively won this best newscast. Well, our news department.
It's not me or Chad.
Nylea, Deborah, okay. Martha, Peter, Griselda, everybody.
We have a news room that is second to none.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it really brightened our
good.
Day.
But
your angelic voice.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the crafting of all of that. Spectacular.
It's awesome.
Appreciate it. Boy, you guys are just so sweet today. Oh, stop that. At least it's not the kazoo.
I'll get the kazoo out if you want me to.
We have an award-winning kazoo?
I'll get the kazoo out if you want me to.
No, I don't. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
So Becky Lynn, in 5 minutes, will bring you an award-winning newscast. She's the only award winner on this program.
Only award.
How about
so
that?
So I feel like that's awesome.
I'm gonna get something and set it right here so you guys can see it and never forget it.
Oh, yeah, did you get something?
I don't know. I literally don't know. It's like, way to go. Oh, by the way, we need to do this now. You know, it's here and gone, and that's fine.
I can't believe you didn't get any
money.
It's
not like when if you win an Oscar and if you win any of those awards, you know you have to pay for those.
I know.
Yes, they don't give them to you for free.
No, they do not.
So you got to pay for it. And usually the movie theater companies will if you're an actor, but if you're like behind the scenes...
Yes, if there's a whole bunch of people, I do know that well, and they're not cheap.
Becky Lynn, you know, this isn't all about you today. We've got to do some news.
Absolutely. We've got to make fun of some people.
I'm counting on lunch tomorrow, though. I am not bringing
all right,
lunch.
All right, we're doing it. Good. Send me the bill.
Yeah.
So let me play you a clip.
Okay.
Let me play you a clip.
I like it.
So we've been talking about the circus that's been taking place at Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Mean to circuses.
It really is. And every day we don't think it could get crazier, but today it did actually get crazier.
Yeah.
So something named John R. Brackey, he is the director of Audit USA. I don't know. I don't know what he does. Anyway, he's down at this thing. He's looking at ballots. I don't know. He's said this for weeks.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Yes, we're all here because a guy came out and said certain things, and we don't want to say his name or where he is, but there's a guy that said a whole bunch of stuff, and that's why we're counting ballots again from 2020.
Hey. You're being mean to. You say he's just a guy. This is not just a guy.
We have found out who this guy is.
This guy is. Okay, so first of all,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Let's just get this straight.
Yeah.
He's part Indiana Jones, okay, right off the top. He's part Edison. Right off the top. All right. He is amazing. This is not just a guy. In fact, he's almost Pulitzer worthy.
Oh. His last name is Pulitzer.
That's about as close as he's going to get to one.
And he is talking about China ballots. That's right, I said it. Bamboo, China, ballots, all that kind of horse crap.
China ballots.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so let's find...
That's the name of my new band, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
China ballots.
So what he is saying is, this guy's name is Fabio... what is it? Is that not it?
Did you call him Fabio?
I'm getting all the names
it's
wrong
Jovan
today.
Jovan Pulitzer.
Oh, boy, did I really butcher that.
Fabio?
I don't know where I got Fabio. Johan. Is that it?
Jovan.
Jovan.
Jovan. Jovan.
Jovan.
Okay. You know, how he might call it, but Jovan.
Jovan Pulitzer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So just a little bit of his background, a little bit of his bio. He is a former professional treasure hunter.
I used to be amateur, but I never wanted to give up my I didn't want to give up my amateur status.
Cyber ninjas have hired a former professional treasure hunter named Jovan Pulitzer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have you ever seen the History Channel and like the thing that's on every day is The Curse of Oak Island?
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, he's on that show. Okay?
Yeah.
He's on that show.
Like if anybody is going to hunt down
yes.
And find out the mystery, it's this cat.
Yeah, of China ballots.
China ballots.
Okay, so here's what Jovan has to say. He thinks that 40,000 ballots were dropped in Arizona on election night. 40,000 ballots from China. And we'll have to find out how they all went to Biden, I guess.
Yeah.
That's part of it, right? Here he is, Pulitzer, Jovan Pulitzer.
Now, let's say there was an influx of China ballots. China does not have the tree and lumber population we have because it got deforested primarily a long time ago. They use bamboo and they do use wood pulps.
Okay. So in China, they use bamboo and wood pulps in their ballots, and that's the ones that we had to fill out.
They use bamboo in their paper, and they use about 27 different mixes of grasses.
Okay, a lot of grass on your ballot.
That we don't have here in the United States.
Okay.
And although you can't look at it and see it, it's very detectable.
Detectable. Okay, he says that he can find it.
Well, did you know from a forensic level that you can tell absolutely the difference between paper here in the United States or paper that was made in China?
In China. Okay.
There's different formulations, different inks, even different fibers.
Okay. So this guy is on the scene. He wants to see the ink. He wants to see the fibers. He wants to see the bamboo. He's looking.
And on our systems, we're able to tell every one of these. But the bottom line is really simple.
Yes. Everyone that's involved in this thing is a nut.
Regardless of the side you're on, this is no longer about the president. This is no longer about parties.
It's no longer about Biden?
No, Trump. And it's no longer about any of them. This is about finding out the truth. This is why you have Indiana Jones come in. By the way, he totally has a leather jacket too and some of this stuff.
This guy?
Oh, God. Oh, he's just... If you could go, hey, Central Casting, I got this idea. I need a guy who hunts treasures, but he just went pro. He also needs to be the world's worst inventor because he invented the worst product arguably
Can
ever.
Can I say what it is?
Do it.
This guy, Pfizer.
Pulitzer.
No, Pulitzer. is who's assisting with ninjas. He has invented the worst gadget of all time. It's actually named the worst gadget of all time. It's the Q-Cat.
Yes.
It's the Q-Cat. Hey, award winner over there. Do you know what the Q-Cat is?
The Q-Cat.
Yes. It is a cat-shaped barcode scanner. He's the inventor of that.
Okay. China ballots.
Cat-shaped. Okay. Cat-shaped. Okay.
Hmm. What were you saying?
Yeah. So, like, if you were to go to Central Casting, this is the guy.
Right. You're
like,
right.
I want him to be, and not only do I want him to invent something so awful
right.
that it would be great in a sitcom. And that's all he would be known as. They're like, fantastic. He needs to also have a look that's awful. Just like, you're not quite sure. Is he cross-eyed? He's not cross-eyed. He feels a little, maybe some thinning hair, leather jacket. And also, we need to be insane. And they're like, do we have a guy for you? We have a guy over here in the corner. And his name is well, as Gatos would put it, Joe Pfizer. But we call it, that's his stage name, is Jovan Pulitz.
I called him Fabio.
Fabio Pfizer.
Yeah. It's all about bamboo, apparently. That's the deal. Yeah. It's all about bamboo. Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen in to a documentary that's running right now on, from what we understand, the History Channel. Let's go live and find out what bamboo really is all about.
It's bamboo. Given the chance, bamboo will create immense forests, dominating entire areas. Bamboo forests occur across southwest China all the way to Shanghai.
Oh!
But probably the highest diversity of bamboos in the world is found on the hills and valleys of Yunnan.
Of what?
Yunnan.
Bamboos are arborescent grass belonging to the subfamily Bambusoida of the grass family Poaceae. Well-drained truck.
Is it raining in the background?
It is, because that's what happens.
What?
It rains in the background when I do documentaries.
Tropical and subtropical habitats with high rainfall, optimum temperature, high humidity, and suitable soil types favor the abundant growth of bamboo and its species diversity.
All right. I hope you learned a lot about bamboo. I hope you learned a lot about the circus at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Jovan Pulitzer and his China ballot bamboo theory right here in Arizona.
You know something else bamboo is used for?
Oh.
It's in sheets.
Oh,
everywhere.
I love bamboo sheets.
Bamboo sheets are the hottest thing ever.
Hottest.
Oh my! Just you don't saying. Think they went and stole bamboo sheets and
that'd
then
be wrong.
And turned them into paper ballots?
All right. Coming up next, should Arizona be offering the COVID vaccine at the Grand Canyon?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Hey, you know a remarkable Valley teacher deserving a $2,500 check to pay for half their fine? Just text teacher to 411-923 and nominate a teacher today for Pay Tribute to a Teacher presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. That's teacher to 411-923. Do it right now. Presented by our good buddies over there at your Valley Toyota dealers.
Yeah, we'll talk about teachers getting fined $5,000 and the craziness and ridiculousness behind it. I think some of these legislators who voted for that yesterday should probably join the circus over at Better. Well, they may already be there. Here's a question. Should Arizona offer the COVID vaccine at the Grand Canyon?
What?
Just think about it for a second. You know, my wife hikes the Grand Canyon. She hikes rim to rim. She does it like once a year. I flew over it once. That was cool. In a chopper.
Chopper.
It was fantastic. The walk from like the building to the chopper got me tired. And I was thinking, I don't know how my wife is doing this rim to rim.
That's why I'm taking this.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking the chopper. So Arizona, should they offer the vaccine at the Grand Canyon? How about Whiskey Row? That's a fun place. How about the Bird's Nest?
Why not Tombstone?
Right?
You can go out there and watch them shoot it out right there in the OK Corral. Right. And while all is said and done, somebody's going to come up to you dressed like a cowboy and give you a shot real quick.
So the reason we're bringing this up is New York City has said, we've got the J&J vaccine. And we're willing to give it to any tourist who visits New York City. And we're willing to do it at any tourist site or attraction. So let's say, you know, people go into New York City and they want to, you know, they're visitors, they're tourists. They can get the shot at Times Square. They could go to the Brooklyn Bridge and get it. They can go to any, you know, they could go to the Empire State Building. They could go anywhere and get the vaccine. So New York City is going to put the vaccine at tourist attractions. And what they say is, we've got state approval to do this. And we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can who are coming into New York. I like that idea. Yeah. I think it's a good idea. We don't do that out here in Arizona. We haven't thought about that
no,
yet.
No, no. That would be kind of interesting, right? Like, what are some, just all over the world, right? Like, maybe you go Eiffel Tower.
Get vaccinated.
Leaning Tower
there.
Of Pisa.
I was there.
Yeah.
It really does lean.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
That's why they call it that.
Hey, why he got, what happened over there? I don't know. It looks good to me. Oh, Jimmy, you're not wearing a shoe.
Hey, remember when Superman put it back?
Yeah.
In like Superman 3, put the lean, and then it was awful.
Yeah, that's not, people don't go there.
Movie.
People don't go to Pisa anymore. That's really weird. So like that used to be the only thing they came there for. What about, where else could you go? What are some neat things that you could do? What are some places that you would go? Maybe the Seven Wonders, right? And go to Machu Picchu, or maybe we can give it out on Everest.
Why not?
Why not?
I think, you know, if you put it down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, that's pretty fantastic.
That would be.
Put it right next to a waterfall where it's like the place where you go get water. Hey, listen, get some water. We know you're hiking the Grand Canyon. Here's a shot. I think that's fine.
Here's the thing, though. What if you have an allergic reaction and you're so far away from getting out of there? Oh, man.
You're probably dead. You see, now it was a good idea. Now you've just tossed cold water on it.
There you go.
See. You know, we talked about the D-backs yesterday. They're going to put the vaccine out when the Diamondbacks are on the road, which is silly. They should have the vaccine in the stadium when people are there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they also don't have, like other teams, vaccinated sections and unvaccinated sections. I thought the Diamondbacks and the unvaccinated sections, the easiest way to give the shot, if you're unvaccinated, you know when you pull your chair down? Just like tape the needle to the seat. You sit on it. You sit on the needle. Boom. You're vaccinated. Done.
Yeah. There you go. Except for now you've done something against somebody's will or unbeknownst to them,
oh,
and now they
too,
own
yeah.
a good portion of the Diamondbacks.
That too, yeah.
So
forgot
man,
about
Gatos,
that.
So far, Gatos has killed people at the Grand Canyon, and
yes.
now he wants the Diamondbacks to be sued and lose everything.
I take it all back.
There you go. For anything else you'd like to do? Any other business you'd like to ruin?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I think I've done enough damage in the first 24 minutes of the show.
Fantastic.
Coming up next.
Coming up.
The award-winning Becky Lynn. Oh, she's good. She's going to hate that. We're going to do it. Like,
all
what
day.
Do you think?
All day.
Rest of the month?
Non-stop.
Like, every time at the...
Every time.
Every day.
Yes.
She won a big award.
Big award.
You're going to drive me insane.
I know.
The whole
it's
point.
Be awesome. It's going to be
that's our award.
The award-winning Becky Lynn is coming up next. The only award winner on the show, by the way.
You must have won an award at some time in your life.
I won so many awards, I took myself out of the awards process because I just felt bad for people. I wanted other people to have a chance.
You got a softball award or something, didn't you?
I was talking about radio.
Oh, I just was thinking about awards
I
do.
Wow. She's like, didn't you win that thing in third grade where they gave you a medal?
They gave everybody a medal.
No, I did win a softball thing, but I had to buy the trophy on Amazon and put my name on it. So it really doesn't count.
No.
Coming up next.
Sure, coming up.
The award-winning Becky Lynn will have a newscast. And when we come back, hey, forget the chair or the needle. Let's bring back the...
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, we got the download on the way, the All-Arizona Daily Download. We do it every day at 3:05. Three biggest local stories of the day. We'll see if the bamboo ballots made it into the top three. Goodness gracious.
The bamboo ballots.
I know. How do we whack people here in Arizona? Like the death penalty thing,
right? Well, most places it's a lethal injection now.
Ah, yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
Well, that's because apparently nobody knows how to do that.
Well, we don't have the drugs now.
Yeah. That's the funny thing. It's like it's legal, but getting the drugs is illegal.
Right.
So that it's the whole thing's a joke. I don't personally, you know, the death penalty is a waste of money because it, you know, you die of old age. The last person who went really fast was what we're going to talk about because firing squad could be back in session in South Carolina. Gary Gilmore, he committed a crime in 76, murder, and he was executed in 77.
Oh, wow.
He
that's
was ready
fast.
To go. Yeah.
Well, it usually doesn't happen that fast.
No, not anymore. Now it's like it's automatic stays. The ACLU, everybody gets involved. They keep pushing it up and up and up.
It takes like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Right. You die of old age.
Right. Well, you're right. South Carolina House has voted to add the firing squad to the state's execution methods. There's a lack of lethal injection drugs. I got to tell you, man. Let's see. I guess you could get the gas chamber in some places.
Yeah.
We were just looking this up in Arizona. What, I guess you're grandfathered in. If you killed somebody before 1992, you can actually choose the gas chamber here. I didn't know that. after 92 in Arizona, we have lethal injection. Certainly, we're not hanging people. The electric chair is gone. But
Georgia's the last one. Florida. And I think Texas has like an electric couch.
They're just
rolling people out. They're like, let's do it.
I don't see anything wrong with the firing squad, to be honest with you. I'm just being because here's the thing. You got how many people that have a gun?
Yeah.
Right. Let's say you got 10 people. Nobody knows where the real bullet is.
It's five. It was the last one with the
five.
And some places, the places to do have it, some of them now have a machine.
Right.
Where you sit inside the machine and it points at you.
Right.
But
or that's even better.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about getting it over with quickly.
Yeah.
You get shot in the head. You're done.
They shoot you in the heart.
Or you get shot in the heart. You're done.
Yeah.
Would you rather do that? I think I would. Then go to a gas chamber or get hanged?
Yeah, the gas chamber, now the hanging.
Or the needle thing?
The needles. But you know what's funny about the needle? Have you ever watched any of that when they always take it and they swab your arm? Like they put, you know, the alcohol on your arm as if
they're trying to be nice.
Hey, if you survive this, you'll be happy I did it.
Well, there was a case a couple years ago here in Arizona. I wonder if the award-winning Becky Lynn remembers this.
Tell me more.
Do you remember that it was a few years ago, we gave the lethal injection, and I guess we had a different type of drug, and we weren't 100% sure if it was working or if the person was suffering. And it took the guy a while to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people said, well, that's horrible. And I was just like, listen, wake him up. Ask him if it hurts. If he says no, put him back to sleep. Continue going. That's what I would have done. So
smother him.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, sometimes the lethal injection of drugs could be painful. You know what's not painful? In all honesty, I know it sounds gross. I know the cleanup is bad.
Guillotine.
You get shot. That's brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
You get shot
Bring
in the heart.
Back.
You get shot in the heart. It's over.
Guillotine.
It's over in a split second.
What if someone misses?
Well, you can't miss. I mean,
how do you know?
Well, because we've got the sharpshooters going.
Yeah, they're not like 100 yards. They're not like, all right, here's the deal, guys. We're gonna play a game. We're gonna kill them, but we're also gonna give you guys a chance to win prizes. So we're gonna move you guys back certain distance and allow you guys to shoot.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing.
Well, if you miss, why don't you just put five bullets in his heart then?
Yeah, that's just
you really can't miss then.
It's a volunteer thing, and it used to be, oddly enough, way back in the day. You know, in some states where if you were the executioner. You had to go on trial immediately and then be found not guilty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, some of the odd rules they used to have back in the day. Guillotine sounds fun.
Oh, that's nasty.
Why?
That's scary. I'd rather get shot in the heart than have to put my head into something and then my head falls off. No, I don't want that, man. That's just... Becky Lynn, if you could choose, which one would you choose?
Oh, I'm not choosing
I mean, it's a good question.
Would take getting shot in the heart.
I'm going to take firing squad.
No, I wouldn't take firing squad. I honestly think I would take the lethal injection.
Really?
Yeah, because they put you to sleep, so you don't know what's happening.
Pablo, which one are you picking?
I would choose not to commit a crime that got me the death sentence and just live out regularly.
But just in case it happened.
My man right there.
Just in case?
Yeah.
Lethal injection, because don't they put you to sleep first before your heart?
Right,
like taking a nap?
Producer Mandy, you're
up. Which one? You got gas chamber?
Gas chamber sounds awful.
Nobody's going to take the hanging. What are you taking?
Firing squad.
I'm taking the firing squad, too.
It's just quick.
Quick.
Let's get it done.
You
Seriously.
Have to walk out there and stand and wait. And
they don't put you up against the pole. Oh, my God. Becky's got it all like,
run
around. They're going to give you a cigarette. They're going to be like,
run around in the yard and everybody take pot shots at you.
No,
somebody
pot
you.
Shots.
I'm going to shoot the guy in the leg first.
Oh, gosh.
Let's show we mean business.
You got to wing the guy first.
Oh, my Lord. Becky, I don't know what you've been watching, but stop it.
You got to stop watching that kind of movie. I mean, I don't know what you're doing in there.
Well, he said they don't line you up against.
No, you're in a room and they've got like sandbags. They put you in a chair, kind of like an electric chair.
Well, you're still sitting there waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, but
as opposed to laying there,
you murdered somebody.
At least they put you to sleep and then they don't know.
Yeah, but you murdered somebody. You should have a little bit of anticipation that you're going to get, you know, whacked. Yeah.
Well, so. I think yes, you're right. But the person has probably had that anticipation for 20 years.
Well, it gets worse when you got to walk into that room.
Yeah, that's
true. And you're like, oh, crap, my heart's about to explode.
But it's going to be over quick.
It is.
Yeah.
I really don't think firing squad is that awful. But if it were up to me, I would do what Iraq does. When we got Saddam, we put the guy on trial. like 24 hours later, they hanged him and he was dead.
Yeah, man, they rush him up there.
That's
and he's
quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
That's
well,
good.
Yeah, yeah. You do, and some, and you got to get it right too with hangings, because if you don't, because you want the whole thing is about breaking the neck.
Ooh.
Or if it's too long, they may strangle. If the drop is too long and they're too heavy, the head may fall off.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I'm telling you, guillotine.
Or the guillotine. Right,
if you want to talk quick.
You're going guillotine. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to talk quick.
Coming up next.
Coming up!
Oh, the two things that went bye-bye during the pandemic. It is the Gatos and Chad Show, along with the award-winning Becky Lynn.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
What a difference a year makes. Cinco de Mayo yesterday, people were flocking to restaurants.
Of all of the de Mayos.
Enjoying themselves. You know, it's funny, when we were playing Pop Quiz yesterday at the end of the show, it's where you would call in and we actually give you a pop quiz on the day's news. And this kind of happens every Cinco de Mayo. Everybody that called in was drunk.
There was a few people.
There were a few.
You know, it seemed just maybe have had a pop or two.
A pop or two. So it was good, you know, because it's so weird, man. I remember last year, Cinco de Mayo, we decided, all right, we can't really go out. We're in this mess of a pandemic. What we decided to do was go outside. The neighbors would come over, and one of our neighbors would go grab the food from a Mexican restaurant, bring it back. Took 3 hours for him to get back.
Wow.
That's how long the lines were. So this year, everybody flocked to a restaurant. Everybody went to the bar. And that shows you how far we've come. But it is interesting, though, thinking that about a year ago, where were we and what things were happening? We now have a list of things that went away during the pandemic, during the worst parts of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
First one. Zippered pants.
I think zippered pants were starting to head out anyways.
Well, that's like jeans or... Yeah. Jeans aren't going anywhere, man.
No, jeans are never going to go anywhere. But I think a lot of other, you know... Well, why would you wear anything if you're at home? Why not just stay in your pajamas?
Yeah, or...
If you're really not going to see people.
I guess shorts aren't pants, okay? But you can zipper shorts, but... So it's like, okay, everybody just wore what? Sweatpants or yoga pants?
Yeah, plus you got to think about this too. Mm. How many people put on a ton of weight over the last year?
Right.
So their zipper pants are out because, you can't get in.
It's like your Thanksgiving Day pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you got to wear a pair of pants that stretches at least, because you're going to eat some pie, you eat some turkey, you're going to take a nap. You don't want to.
And start all over again.
You got to start all over again. You take a nap, you know. Maybe you even undo the first button.
The first button, a little Al Bundy style.
Oh, Al Bundy was awesome. So one thing that went away was zippered pants. The other thing that went away, daily showers. So, you know, during the pandemic, you and I worked here.
Yeah.
So we didn't work from home. What do you think? How many days have you gone without a shower? Like if, you know, the wife leaves town or something and it's on a Thursday, are you going like showerless Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday? Just laying around in your filth, flarking in filth?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't leave the house or do anything.
You're not showering.
No.
Why would you do that?
By the way,
a waste of water, to be honest.
Most people tell you, like doctors and stuff, showering every day is not good for you.
I got to shower every day.
You know?
It's the only way I wake up.
There's this doctor who's like, he's gone like 5 years without a shower.
He's fun to be around.
He is. Mm. But the whole thought process is you need that bacteria to build up on your body at certain times, fights things off, and it's good, you know, that's good for you. But
I was up to about 4 showers a day during the really tough parts of COVID.
You probably were. My little brother is obsessive compulsive, the hockey guy. He will take a shower when he wakes up in the morning. He will take a shower before he goes to practice. He'll practice, take a shower there, come home, shower again, shower right before bed.
Wow.
Like 5-6 times sometimes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He used to shower in between periods. So the first period be over, he'd go in and shower, and then he's...
He likes to be fresh.
He's not, buddy.
A little too fresh.
A little fresh.
Okay. So the two things that went bye-bye during the pandemic, zippered pants and daily showers.
Yeah, but I'm
not... You know what's coming? Everybody that saw themselves on Zoom, they're all getting plastic surgery. I look terrible on Zoom. I told you, I need some Botox, man. 47 years old. Give me some Botox.
Make me 43.